over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
It's time for the Chicago Blackhawks postgame show on the Blackhawks Radio Network. Here's Joe Brand.
The most anticipated Blackhawks game of the entire season definitely does not disappoint in drama. As the Blackhawks take a 2-1 lead into the third period, only to be stunned by a few of their former own. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. We got a quick one taking you up to 8:30 tonight here from the United Center as the Blackhawks fall to the Detroit Red Wings 3-2 in overtime after Alex DeBrincat ties up this game. Patrick Kane does his Showtime best and puts the dagger into the Hawks fans' hearts in overtime with the game-winning goal. A heartbreaker, if you will, at the United Center one more time for Showtime. Let's head on upstairs and bring in our pal Troy Murray. He was on the call with John Weideman. And Troy, there's just so many connections in this game, so many ways, with starting with Chris Chelios, the former Hawk, the former Wing, and the Blackhawks looking like they're going to upset a very playoff-hopeful Detroit Red Wings team. Yet, it's Alex DeBrincat tying things up. It's Patrick Kane finishing things off in overtime. And how about this? Patrick Kane's last two games at the United Center, both times he quote-unquote finished overtime. He does tonight efficiently with the game-winning goal. And then his last game in a Hawks sweater at the United Center against the Vegas Golden Knights, we thought he had an overtime game winner, yet they took it away. So both times Hawks fans just get left devastated. But, I mean, what a story, or what another chapter, I should say, to the story of Patrick Kane. It just keeps on going.
I mean, what a great spectacle for the game of hockey here. And, boy, if you're a hockey fan and you came down to the United Center, if you were lucky enough to get a ticket to come down here to the United Center, boy, what an opportunity to see what this game is all about. The people in the game itself. You mentioned DeBrincat, Kane coming back here and getting Detroit the win. The celebrities here for Chris Chelios night, the way Chelios came out here in a 62 Cadillac. His family has always been known for having Cadillacs, so he has kept that in mint condition. The ceremony, the jersey retirement. I mean, one of the more memorable regular season games that I can think of here in the last while. I mean, wow, what a great game. Just phenomenal. Loved it.
I mean, John was talking about how many emotions Patrick Kane is feeling right now. I mean, what about the fans? I mean, what a roller coaster of emotions this was for everyone. I mean, the Chelios speech was so personal and so Chicago-centric, and then all the famous people we saw here at the United Center, it just felt like such a party, and then it looked like the Hawks were going to be able to stun Detroit, but, I mean, this Red Wings team looks good. They look fun, and you can honestly see why Patrick Kane wanted to be there, too.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, Joe, I know that you were down in the studio downstairs. I wish you kind of could have seen the crowd. Patrick Kane scores the goal, and you know, it's just for a minute, there's kind of a little groan, but then like everybody stood and they cheered Patrick Kane. You know, this wasn't a devastating loss for the fans. For the players, yeah, they're going to be really upset. Different animal for them. But for the people here at the United Center, they got to see what they wanted to see here tonight. They wanted to see Patrick Kane come back and be Patrick Kane. They loved Alex DeBrincat when he was here. So, you know, you look at it, the tribute that they had for Kaner in the first TV timeout, you know, great. You could see that he was emotional. He had three on-course skates out to center ice to acknowledge the fans here. He comes out after the game and skates around, acknowledges the fans. There was no heartbreak in this game. People came to see Patrick Kane. People came to see Chris Chelios. Connor Bedard picked up an assist as well. Just everything about this afternoon and evening, it was just fantastic. Spectacular day here at the United Center.
All right, I'm not coming down here anymore, though, if that's the case.
Tonight was the time you should have stayed up here because, I mean, really, like the fans were standing And it was a standing ovation for Patrick Kane. This is a guy who was playing for the Red Wings, probably the biggest, you know, rivalry that the Hawks have, more games than any other two teams that these guys have, or between these two teams and any others. And you look at just everything involved in this game, you know, the tributes that were here, the people who were on the Jumbotron, and to see Showtime find a way to get it done, just incredible. And you know, everybody loved Alex DeBrincat. There's reasons why you had to make some tough decisions to move forward, but you're not going to forget these guys. And it was just a great night. Everybody here was, I think, going home happy. They're not happy that the Hawks lost, but they're going home happy. When you look at your entertainment dollar, every penny that you spent to come down here to the United Center today was worth it tenfold.
Very cool. Very cool. Well said, pal. Thank you for clearing that up, because that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, they're honestly, Joe, there was no disappointment that Patrick Kane scored.
Maybe
it was Patrick Kane, and why not? He's got a breakaway from center ice. Everybody in the building stood up, and you heard the goal when he went in. It was a cheer. I mean, it was fun. It was exciting. It was Patrick Kane.
It's probably this gray cinder block room that I'm in that is changing my emotion on everything, because we're right next to the Detroit coach's room, and we heard a roar there. So I'm just thinking, oh, okay, game's over. Detroit won. And, you know, then I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's Kane, and it's Kane on a breakaway. So, yeah, no, yeah, totally different.
It was good. There was no heartbreak here. I think that, you know, what this game was all about was Patrick Kane's return to the United Center. It was the Red Wings and the Blackhawks, and obviously number 7 going to the rafters. You got everything. You got everything that you asked for in this game. Connor Bedard, the young superstar, he gets a point in this game as well. So everything that you wanted to see in this game kind of came to fruition. Really did.
Definitely a memorable night. I won't forget it, that's for sure. And I don't think anyone who was in this building tonight or even outside the building will either. It was quite a night. All right, pal. Such cool stuff. Thank you so much. And
I got places to go.
Yeah, I know. you go have fun. You be careful, and we'll talk to you in a couple of nights, okay?
Okay. I'll let you know how it goes.
All right, pal. Thank you.
All right. Good job, Joe.
You too, Troy. Right. That is Troy Murray. He and John Weinemann on the call tonight as the Hawks fall to Patrick Kane and the Detroit Red Wings in overtime, a 3-2 final here at the UC. Obviously so much to get to, but we got to get to a break. Short post-game show here on 720 WGN, and we'll take a break and get to more on it. Blackhawks hockey, 720 WGN.
Over the Red Wing line, drop past Jones, high slot, moving in. Jones, right circle, fires! And a big save made by Reimer. Now a pass out of the ring zone by DeBrincat to Kane in overtime for the win over the Hawk line on the slot. Shoots, he scores! Patrick Kane, the former Blackhawk, coming back to the United Center, winning this game in overtime for the Detroit Red Wings. 3-2 is the final score, and what an exciting end to an exciting evening as Patrick Kane is welcomed back to the United Center by the fans he adored for so long, only to break their hearts with an overtime goal.
Our own John Weidemann on the call tonight as the Hawks fall in overtime to one of their former own, Patrick Kane, with the overtime game-winning goal. A 3-2 final here from the United Center. And on Chris Chelios night, with all the drama between the Blackhawks and the Detroit Red Wings, goes Detroit's way. The Red Wings on their playoff push improve their record to 32-20-6 as they pick up their 69th and 70th points on the season. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. We're taking you up to 8:30 tonight as we will try to get to as much as we can here after this monumental game at the United Center. Troy gave Chris Chelios the player of the game, but I'm going to give Patrick Kane our player with the most heart, which is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. Northwestern Medicine is home to the state's leading heart and vascular program, top-ranked for 16 straight years by U.S. News and World Report. If you missed the previous conversation I just had with Troy, again, I'm down here in the basement of the United Center. Believe me, I love the setup that we have. I love everything about, honestly, my job, but I'm upstairs watching the game for the majority of it. The first media timeout of the third period, I head downstairs. I watch the rest of the game on the TV to get ready for the post-game show. As I told Troy, were a little bit delayed. I heard Detroit's coaches cheer and celebrate, and all that's going through my mind is, the Hawks didn't win this game. Detroit won this game. And then I'm thinking, oh, Kane is out there on the ice. Oh, there's a breakaway for Kane. No way. You got to be kidding me. And that's what happens. And honestly, listening to the call, John Weidemann's, that we just heard, it's even interesting to hear John Weidemann not get excited, or at least overly excited, for a Patrick Kane game winner because he's on the other team. So much about tonight was so cool and so right, but so much about tonight just felt a little bit off, and that is because it was a lot to take in Patrick Kane with not only a different sweater, but a Detroit Red Wings sweater. And then for him to throw down the dagger and provide the heartbreaker, even if Troy doesn't want to call it that, I mean, it was quite a moment for Patrick Kane and the Red Wings and the Blackhawks here tonight. Obviously, all in celebration of Chris Chelios' number 7 being retired, too. But, of course, there's the parallel there of Chris Chelios being a longtime devoted Blackhawk and Chicago native, and then found his way over to the Detroit Red Wings side of things. And there was a cool moment during Chelios' speech, recognizing that and giving a little recognition to Patrick Kane about that situation and how weird it can be. But it was cool to kind of hear the roar of the crowd after the goal had been scored too. And it looks like there was one more salute coming from Kane after the game was over to the Blackhawks fans and to the Red Wings fans. So definitely a memorable game here at the United Center tonight. We want to get to more stuff. Kane chatted with the media. We're hoping to hear at least a little bit of that. Also sound from the Blackhawks dressing room, maybe Luke Richardson as well. It just depends on how much we can squeeze before 8:30. But right now, we got to get to another break. Blackhawks fall to the Detroit Red Wings in overtime, 3-2. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, 720 WGN.
Here's Connor Bedard over the Red Wing line. Drops it in the slot. Kershaw shoots. Save is made by Reimer. Loose puck along the goal line. Everybody jabbing at it, and a big scrum ensues. Puck is still alive, and finally a whistle stopping play. Faceoff circle to the right of Reimer. How did that not end up in the Red Wing net?
What a rush here at the United Center tonight, which started with Chris Chelios' number retirement, continue on with Patrick Kane's video tribute. What we thought was Connor Bedard scoring a goal turned out to be a Connor Bedard assist. Nick Foligno was credited with the goal, but then Alex DeBrincat tied things up. Patrick Kane wins it for the Detroit Red Wings over the Hawks, and the Wings take this one in overtime, 3-2. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show. You just heard our save of the game, which is sponsored by ComEd for Business. ComEd, powering business, powering lives. Well, you know, my reaction originally to Patrick Kane scoring, winning, and ending this game in overtime seemed to have been a little bit different than what Troy Murray was describing. And then going to the text line, it's honestly set at 50-50. Some people are in love with the way tonight ended, and I'm talking Hawks fans. Other people are not so happy. And listen, yes, it would have been great to see a Blackhawks victory over the Detroit Red Wings, but I also think you do have to take into account of how it happened tonight and with everything else that was going on tonight and just the significance of it all. Patrick Kane, the longtime Hawk, buries his former team on the night that we honor one of the most famous Hawks / Red Wings. But now I think we'll have a more famous Hawks / Red Wing. And he's wearing number 88 with the winged wheel on the front of his sweater. He chatted with the media. Let's hear from Patrick Kane.
You're going the other way. Different things like that. Being on the OA bench, coming into this room. But I don't think we had our best as a team tonight, but we still found a way. You know, huge goal by DeBrincat to get it to 2-2. And then I was behind the play there in overtime and saw we had the puck, so tried to take off. And good feeling getting that breakaway. I think, you know, the feeling of the moment when you get that puck, but just trying to stick with what I wanted to do.
How about the ovation that the fans gave you after the video?
Yeah, it's just so special. I guess you don't expect anything less from the Blackhawks, but the tribute. You know, didn't know know if I did enough laps or too many laps. The guys kept telling me to go for another one, go for another one. So some of them wanted to see four. I only did three. It was great to share that moment.
This morning you weren't sure about the emotions in that moment. What were your emotions when you got that ovation and saw the video tribute?
I think just the whole night was weird, to be honest with you. You know, it was just a different kind of night. Obviously you're trying to stay focused on the game. Didn't really feel like I was into it to start. Once the tribute happened, you know, it was nice to kind of get that out of the way and start just focusing on hockey. I feel like I found my game in a second. I guess just a lot of emotions right now, you know, scoring that goal, being back here, being on a different team, and just tried to show the fans there at the end. I always have my heart here, and it's a special 16, 17 years, whatever it was, I don't even know, but it was great.
What were your thoughts about Chris pointing you out, giving you the accolades he did?
Yeah, that was a nice touch, too. I mean, thought he forgot about me when he went to the four guys. I don't think you expect anything less from him, too. You know, he's a classy guy, and he's been a great friend to me for a long time.
Chris said you'll get used to wearing the jersey. Are you feeling like you are?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, I have nothing but positive feelings and emotions being here, and really enjoyed my time here. I think the crew's been great, the coaching staff, everyone just giving me the chance to come in here and fit in and find my game, and really, really happy I picked Detroit.
Is that overtime winner justice for the last time you were here?
Yeah. Maybe that's a good trade-off. I'll take it.
What were your impressions of Connor Bedard skating against him today for the first time?
Great player, very creative. Got a little physical on me in the corner there. So just lucky he had the bubble on or I was going after
him. What was it like coming around the corner when you came downstairs? You saw Seabrook first and then the rest of that. What was just like?
Yeah, I didn't expect to see those guys. I knew they might be here, but talked to a lot of them leading up to this game. Those are my guys, you know. Those are my guys when I came up. I mean, Steve, Sharpie, Dunks, Host, like those are, you know, some of my best friends for a long time. You know, I spent a lot of time with those guys, a lot of fun memories. So, pretty special to see those guys. I know you're like thinking you gotta get ready for the game. You want to talk to them. So it was. Hopefully we'll get the chance to catch up at some point here in the future.
After you thought you and DeBrincat connect on UC Ice again, considering the way you guys play?
Yeah, it feels great. Feels awesome to have him part of it, too. And, he's just a special kid, special player. So I know he's happy to be here in Detroit as well. And kind of finding some happiness, I think, definitely helps you play better on the ice. But, he was, I was getting a little frustrated today. He was keeping me positive the whole time. So he's like, I guess, the big brother to me here now.
Did you have a scripted better finish for yourself and for DeBrincat?
I guess maybe you could think of some things, but that one's pretty good. You got to be happy with the way that ended.
Do you have thoughts about your jersey being up in the rafters after seeing what happened today?
Not really. No, I think just more focusing on the game. But hopefully I can play for a long time and, do some special things the second act of my career. But, I think it's going to be hard to not always be a Blackhawk, right? I mean, just the memories and the emotions and some of the things we created here was really special.
You ever play Tiger 48?
How long do these ship things
hold? Is that something you could see doing, though, coming back here, like, eventually to maybe close your career out that way, that finishes a lot?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
as a free
player?
Agent? I don't know.
I mean, I guess you never want to say never, but, it seems like they're kind of content going in a different direction, and, it is what it is, so I guess we'll see how everything plays out.
Well, hopefully that can give you some saving graces, Hawks fans, Patrick Kane back to his old ways with the media, having a fun time after a good performance by him and stunning everyone at the United Center with an overtime game-winning goal in this 3-2 loss to the Detroit Red Wings, courtesy of number 88, Patrick Kane, now with the other team. A couple other things. I think also the reason why I was leaning towards my assessment of the end of the game was also because it felt like Connor Bedard missed out on a few chances in overtime after his stick broke. And I was kind of drawing up in my head the idea of Bedard finishing this one off as passing the torch from Kane to Bedard in terms of the next successful Blackhawks team. Apparently, Patrick Kane just kind of wants to say, hey, there's still a lot of Patrick Kane to go around here in the NHL, but also appreciated Kane complimenting Bedard's game on the ice as he's done a lot before. Before he actually played against him. And yeah, if you didn't see it, Bedard had a pretty hard check on Patrick Kane in the far boards in the third period. And sounds like Kane brought that up and said, I was going to have to go after him. He's lucky he didn't have the bubble on. He's lucky he did have the bubble on. But, you know, Patrick Kane just giving it his all out there on the ice and still shows that he can compete with the best of them as he finishes things off with a 3-2 overtime victory here from the United Center. We've got more to get to, but we do have to get to another break. We've got some sound from the Blackhawks dressing room. The head coach, Luke Richardson, is talking right now. We'll get to it, as much of it as we can as we go on with the postgame show until 8:30 tonight. Blackhawks fall to the Red Wings 3-2 here on 720 WGN.
Gustav Pierre carrying to his blue line, dropping it off to Patrick Kane through center ice. Did it bring it over the Hawk line, down the right wing with a toe drag and a shot. And I believe that hit Vlasic. Then a shot from the corner by DeBrincat. He scores from below the goal line. Alex DeBrincat fires this one off of, I believe, the back of Peter Mrazek and into the Hawk net. And he has tied this game at 2.
Former Hawk Alex DeBrincat tying things up. And then former Blackhawk Patrick Kane finishing things off. A 3-2 overtime loss to the Detroit Red Wings. And what a night here at the United Center as Chris Chelios' number 7 was retired up into the rafters before this one. I'm Joe Brand. This is the Blackhawks postgame show, taking you up to 8:30 tonight as we try to pack a whole bunch of stuff into one of the smallest postgame shows of the year. But you know what? We actually have Blackhawks Live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, and that's going to give us plenty of time to just kind of put a bow on this whole event as Kevin Powell and I were at the Barn Hockey Bar, just a few blocks away from the UC, right before this, talking with fans, talking about all the excitement for tonight's game, and the drama just never ended. It was a great speech by Chelios. It was a great video tribute to Patrick Kane. It was a great game, and even people chiming in on the text line. If someone had to beat us, I'm okay with it being the Cat and Kaner. From the 773 area code, absolutely freaking awesome game. It had it all. Loved this game. Couldn't ask for more. Team worked hard. Both goalies were excellent. Obviously, so much going on in this one. We heard from Patrick Kane. Let's hear from the Blackhawks side of things. We'll hear from Nick Foligno, who's been in the league for quite some time. Actually played against Chris Chelios for a little bit. The only Blackhawk on the roster that actually did face Chelios in his career. Let's hear from the Blackhawks, number 17.
Yeah, we're, you know, moral victories. Just, I know we're trying to work our way through this year and the process, and having the lead, haven't had the lead in a while. And, disappointing to let it slip away, but the effort's always there. And I guess just the structure with which we played was a lot better in this game. I noticed and just appreciated from the guys, but got to find ways to close games too, you know, and that's the next step. And and understanding how to win. And so it's disappointing because on a night, a great night like tonight with the building packed, everyone excited for Chelly, obviously Kaner's return, got to find a way to close that out and make it a great night.
How inspiring is it to play in front of an atmosphere like this?
It's awesome. It's what makes Chicago great. You know, the fan base, the atmosphere, the expectation, understanding of winning, but also where we're trying to get to right now. And they've been fantastic all year long. So it's at home you really want to show well and make them appreciate the brand of hockey you're putting out there. And tonight with the packed house for Chelly and obviously Patrick Kane coming back, it was an emotional night. And we had all the emotion into the game, just didn't get the job done.
What'd you think of Connor's hit on Kane?
I didn't even see it.
Didn't see it?
No, he hit him.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Played a nice body check.
Sorry, I actually didn't. Yeah. Awesome. That's good. It's good. It's good when he plays physical, he's engaged. And yeah, I didn't see it, though. I'll check that out.
Where'd the puck get you on the goal?
My hand. Yeah. I actually thought it was going to hit me in the face. So luckily hit my hand. It was a good shot. And it's just that's the mindset on our power play. We need a little bit more of that shot mentality. And, you know, we shoot a few pucks, break them down, and then bang. You know, we're able to capitalize off them not clearing one and score. And it was a big goal at the time. And, you know, you want to make that one stick. We had plenty of opportunities to make it stick after, too. And then Connor had a breakaway, a couple chances. And, you know, we got to find ways to not always come from behind to try to get a win, but close out a game where you're leading.
So there's the other side of things. I mean, that's you can totally tell the difference in the tone in Patrick Kane's voice and the tone in Nick Foligno's voice. And I don't know, maybe that's what I was leaning more towards, that aspect of this game. And maybe that's just a result of how this season has gone, how we're always looking for something to really look forward to. And we often get a lot. We often get a Connor Bedard highlight or a Nick Foligno leadership moment or a hardworking effort from this team. But maybe there is still a few chapters in Patrick Kane's book that we actually need to address and need to bring to light before we fully close it. I mean, his NHL book is not closed, by the way. He clearly is back to being Patrick Kane after the hip surgery. You could feel it. You could sense it. You could see him out there on the ice. And, doing the things that Hawks fans fell in love with him doing for so many years. But I don't know. I thought today was just like the ending of Patrick Kane and the beginning of Connor Bedard. But it's more like an overlap. It's more of a gray area. It's like a purplish area. Still a ton of things and a ton of reasons to be excited about Connor Bedard. But there's also just another example tonight of why Patrick Kane was so special and why he was so loved here at the United Center and in Chicago for so long. And again, I know the Hawks plan to have this night, Chris Chelios' number retirement tonight, because the Hawks were facing Detroit, but there's just something about the drama when Chelios left the Hawks to the Red Wings, and now you kind of get that same thing with Kane. They're different circumstances, obviously, and we even talked with Patrick Kane earlier tonight or today about that. How he said, you know, my exit probably a little bit cleaner than Chelios', but still, there's a little bit of serendipity there. And honestly, if you're at the game tonight, if you're on your way home, congrats to you. What a great moment that you witnessed, that we all witnessed. Even if you weren't, the take in tonight's game was really something. Pretty cool. Blackhawks hockey has been sponsored by Citgo. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. United Airlines, your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers. Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. And Northwestern Medicine. Really quick, the Blackhawks' next game is our next game preview, which is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago, where they do it right the first time. And the Blackhawks continue home, hosting the Colorado Avalanche on Thursday at 8 o'clock, a 7:30 FanDuel Sportsbook pregame show. Big thanks to Sammy Martino, Tony DeNardis, back at the WGN Radio Studios, and our production crew led by the tireless Krista Flores. Here at the United Center, it was John Weideman and Troy Murray on the call. Big thanks to Tony Amani and Eddie Belfour for helping out on the pregame show. Our reporters were Jack Heinrich and Kevin Wells. Our Hall of Fame engineer was Paul Zerang. I'm Joe Brand. Once again, Hawks fall to Patrick Kane and the Detroit Red Wings 3-2 in overtime. Ron Brown, rather, Steve Ruxton has your news next. After that, it's the WGN Showcase, Best of John Landecker. Have a great rest of your night, everybody.
You've been listening to Chicago Blackhawks hockey on Blackhawks Radio, 720 WGN, streaming on WGNradio.com and smart devices everywhere.